ba 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 ba.
One more day. It's one more day.
Yeah, tomorrow is the day. Sometimes it is the littler things in life that get us the most excited. I just saw the jubilance in your face as you transitioned from the news into the song. You were very proud. I don't know what goes on mechanically to make that happen, but you're very proud of yourself.
No, I was proud of Jasmine. We worked on a little thing where we started the theme a split second earlier. So,
made all the difference.
Yeah, it just
made all
was
the difference.
That was it. I was touting smooth. Jasmine's.
She's a smooth operator. Coast to coast and into Chicago.
You and Sade. Why is it Sade? Sade?
She's French.
Yeah, but there's no R in it.
No. There, no.
All right. No, how do you say it?
Sade?
Now you do. How did you used to
Sade.
Say
it? Unless it's the Marquis de Sade, in which case it's just Marquis de Sade. It's not the Marquis de Sade. That'd be funny.
You sure it's not Friday
a
already?
A painful version of the smooth operator. Wendy, I have some breaking show business news.
All right, do it.
Actually, it combines both show business news and the law. We finally get a statement from Camille Cosby.
I heard this.
Do you know this already?
I heard
just
this yesterday.
This
and
really?
Last evening I heard it.
I'm just getting that. This is just now coming in over my internet.
I'm glad
But I'm on the dark web. See, on the regular internet, it probably came out yesterday, but on the dark web where I live, it's just now breaking.
I have to tell you, I'm glad you bring this up because we need to discuss this.
Yeah.
And listeners are free to jump
yeah.
in. There's a different number to call here. It's 312-235-2525 if you'd like to call us. We can chat with you.
All through this process, the question has been asked, not just by you and I, but by anybody who has followed the story. How does Bill Cosby's wife stand by him during these times? Because I got to admit, as much as crazy in love as I am with my wife, if 50 people came forward and said, your wife did inappropriate things to me sexually, they drugged me and forced me to have sex, I would say to my wife, I part with thee.
Well, that's not fair either, if you don't know that to be true.
I don't think you could fool somebody who's been that close to you for that long. You can't fool them, you know? There's no way in the world if Bill Cosby has done these horrible things and you're married to Bill Cosby, you know he's done those horrible things, right? You don't think so?
I know what I would think.
Yeah.
It would take one person
right.
accusing him for me to go, get out of here and take your pudding.
But you can see where... Not so much if it's something as horrendous as what Bill Cosby put these women through. But you know how people, they'll have an affair or something like that? And I'm not saying that one is all right or one is horrible, but I'm saying that your tolerance for it varies. Like you could almost see where somebody would go, this guy had an affair with a woman and his wife said, you know what? As awful as that was, I'm willing to forgive and forget. You go, and that was one instance. All right. But when 50 plus women come forward and say these horrendous things about him,
that's what I don't get. Did you read the statement?
No, I'm about. I will.
All right, because I don't understand this.
All right,
and I want to say one thing.
Yeah,
love is blind.
Right, and Bill Cosby is too now. Camille Cosby is speaking out. The 74-year-old wife of Bill Cosby released a statement on Thursday in regard to her husband of the past 54 years being found guilty on 3 counts of felony aggravated indecent assault last week. The verdict stemmed from a 2004 case involving Andrea Constand, an employee at his alma mater, Temple University. He is now facing a 30-year prison sentence. Now, to be fair, that's what it says here in the story. It's up to 30 years, and there's 3 different charges. All of which could be up to 10 years. So even though it is the potential for a 30-year prison sentence, it could be zero, it could be a month, it could be a year. It depends on how they find out of all 3 of the charges.
Yeah, but I was also reading in some of these things that they echoed your sentiment saying he'll never
I don't think he will step a foot in jail. I don't. In a lengthy statement on Facebook, and I'm not saying that that's the way it should be handled. I think he should go to jail
right,
for this.
But you just think that's what's going to happen.
I just think that his lawyers will throw out continuances and challenges, and I don't think he'll spend time in jail. I'll be shocked. In a lengthy statement on Facebook, Camille alleged that the odds were against the comedian before the three-week case even began. Here's what she writes. Be prepared to be baffled by this.
All right.
And this is Camille Cosby's words. These are her words. In the case of Bill Cosby, unproven accusations evolved into lynch mobs who publicly and privately coerced cancellations of Bill Cosby's scheduled performances, syndications of The Cosby Show, recessions of honorary degrees, and a vindictive attempt to close an exhibition of our collection of African-American art in the Smithsonian Museum of African Art. She wrote all this in her statement, and all this occurred even before the trial even started. Now, it's not fair to pull out things like this, because the main topic here is Bill Cosby's either guilt or innocence.
Not his his body of work
right.
in the
right.
TV and film industry.
And she's slanting it in such a way as to say, you, sir or madam, are the victim now because you are deprived of watching his television
right.
show and seeing his art collection and all that is good. You are losing out. So that, I don't know that that's fair to take that approach.
And I will say, I don't agree with her, but I will defend her reasoning, in my opinion.
All right.
This hasn't really been proven. Yes, he was convicted, but there are questions that exist out there about why she kept a relationship with Bill Cosby.
Why Camille did?
No.
The woman, Constant?
Yes.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, you know, if somebody did something untoward to me, I know, like, I really wanted to make it in the radio business.
Yeah.
If somebody was abusing me in some way, like Bill Cosby allegedly was doing, there would come a point that that I would go, you know what, I got to find another way to make it in this business.
Yeah.
I cannot do this to myself.
Right.
So there are questions out there in a lot of people's minds with
right.
just this one
victim. Why did she
victim.
Keep in contact
yes.
with him?
Now, when you hear of the other ones, again, I'm only saying what I think Camille is thinking. There is no absolute 100% proof. This is her husband. She's standing by her man.
Right.
I would be the first person to kick Jimmy Mack
yeah,
out.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I hate to say that.
No, but at some point you got to figure it out and go, where is this heading?
Right.
Right.
But she must truly believe. Now, here's what's so confusing to me about that. He cheated on her many times, and wasn't she aware of that?
She had to have been.
And these are legitimate ones. I'm not saying drugging people.
She had to have been.
But extramarital affairs that were consensual with
right.
other women. Rumor has it he did it so frequently, how could she not know of
right,
that? So
right.
then another reason is, why is she sticking up for him?
But, all right, so you and I have discussed this a couple of times in the past. There's this quote-unquote agreement that people have sometimes with their husbands or wives.
That is
which is
stupid.
The way of saying, look, you know that I'm very successful, and I'm going to provide for you, and you're going to get a house and a car.
That's not what marriage is about.
No, it's not. Well, not the traditional marriage, of course. It's not even close. But don't you think in many of these multi-million-dollar or billion-dollar cases that the wife... I mean, you could make the argument that Melania Trump has also agreed to this as well, where maybe potentially her husband, Donald, has said, hey, I'm going to keep you in a very lavish lifestyle, but you have to know that from time to time, you're going to have to look the other way.
Can I just say, listen, it would be nice to have a ton of money and not worry about where your next bill is going to come
sure.
from. But I couldn't continue living that ruse.
Well, of course not. You couldn't. But don't you think for...
I don't understand how anyone else could.
All right, so then why wouldn't she... And I know we're veering it away from Bill Cosby to Donald Trump. But if you're Melania and this is coming up with Stormy Daniels, don't you just go, well, once again, here we are with you and allegations of a woman. I can't take it anymore. I'm done. I mean, a lot of people
would
have...
Plus, she was pregnant at the time. That's even worse.
Way worse. I
don't know. I'm shocked she hasn't done it, because at times I'll admit I thought Melania was kind of just this beautiful, not that bright woman.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know that that's true. I don't think it's fair that I felt that way about her.
Mm-hmm.
And she has her reasons for staying with him. I just don't know what they are.
That's what I was going to say is in both of these cases, don't you just, you know the game that's always going on in your head where it's pros and cons? Don't you go, well, the pros of this are this and the cons are this. Where's the balance?
I would even think with Barron being so young, it would be a perfect opportunity to say, Donald, I love you, but this is bringing Barron into the spotlight that I don't want to be.
Right.
And it doesn't sound anything like that.
That was Green Acres, but I'm okay with that.
Thank you, Oliver.
I'm so okay with that.
But you know what? That would be, to me, if I was Melania, I would say, you know what? This isn't what I signed up for.
Right.
I didn't expect this to happen. I don't want to make you look bad, but I got to get our son out of this spotlight.
Yeah.
That would be my first thing.
Right.
And then add to that, you cheated on me with a porn star while I was pregnant with this child. Adios.
Right. Right. So do you believe that Camille Cosby still thinks that Bill Cosby is innocent?
Yes.
You do?
Because it's so... They've been together a long time.
Yeah.
They're old. And I just... Some people just keep living the dream and just deny and will not accept. There's no way my husband did that. It's like they have blinders on.
But could you look... I mean, there have been gatherings of these women where their stories are almost identical. I'm trying to remember who on the news sat down with like 14 of them one night. There were just three rows of women, and they, as somebody's telling a story, you see the other ones tear up, and they say, "Boy, that's almost beat for beat what happened to me."
Right.
So if you're her, I mean, I guess you could do your best to shield yourself from those things and go, "Well, if there's going to be a TV show like that, I am certainly not going to watch it." Although, if I'm her, I'd feel the need to watch it. I'd go, I have to watch this to see how I can formulate an opinion as to whether or not this took place or not.
And here's the thing, and maybe this is a bad trait. I don't want to be played the fool.
Right.
I don't want to look like a fool.
Right.
I don't want to look naive. And, you know, unless you knew for a fact that people were out to try and pin one on your husband.
Yeah.
It would be next to impossible for me to stand by my man.
Yeah. Yeah. That's why I'm so shocked as I read these words. I say to myself, you can't truly believe at this point if you're Camille Cosby and you know this guy inside out. You've been with him for half a century, more than half a century. You get this impulse when somebody is or isn't telling the truth. So how can she be fooled by him continuously?
Because she just wants to finish out her life with she and her husband and just blending into the horizon and nothing changing.
But doesn't this, like, when something this monumental happens, this is a big case, this is like one of the most unlikely things of all time to have happened, can there be a day where it doesn't come up? I mean, I don't know how you spend time with somebody with all that's going on, and this would just come up, wouldn't it? I mean, you'd have to go out of your way to for this to not come up every day.
But, I mean, if you're in this complete denial, it's like perhaps she never discusses it with him. Dateline, by the way, is the one who had all the accusers that got together to
Dateline.
Speak out.
It was Dateline.
But, yeah, I mean, Bill, again, I don't understand it. You feel like it's the storybook romance. They've been together forever. They've had a wonderful life. They've had so much tragedy between his son dying and most recently his daughter. I don't know. At this point, maybe this is all Camille has to hold on to.
The thing you're leaving out of that, you know, the family problems, you know, he always talked about his brother Russell. In his stand-up, he always talked about Russell when he did Fat Albert and the Cosby Kids. Two of the characters were Bill and Russell, and they were based on he and his younger brother, Russell. And Russell's story is just as tragic as can be. He had all kinds of mental issues all throughout his life. He was hospitalized. They couldn't do anything for him.
And did Bill take care of him?
Financially, and he would visit him, but there was very little you could do, you know, once he got in as deep as he was in. So I know that adds to it. The other thing I wanted to tell you is there was a movie that I saw. I'm probably the only person that will ever even know this reference.
That happens a lot during the show.
Did you notice that? I noticed that too. When I was a kid, we used to go to the drive-in every Sunday night. And one of the movies playing one Sunday night was a movie called Father and Son. And it starred Bill Cosby as the father. And I don't remember who played the son. It was an actor who I don't know that I ever saw again. And Father and Son was about a father in the Old West who took his boy on a journey. And during this trip in the movie, Bill Cosby meets this girl and they sleep together. even though he's got a wife back at home, Bill Cosby meets this girl and they sleep together. And I was so upset by this because in my head, the Bill Cosby I knew and loved
would never do
would
that.
Would never in a million years do that. Because his son knew that he was hitting on this girl, even though it was the old West. And I thought, at some point, the father and the son are going to go back to their home, and the wife's going to be there and say, how was the trip? And he's not going to bring this up. How deceptive of Bill Cosby's character. And for weeks afterwards, I was disturbed by this, that Bill Cosby, like, he wouldn't say to the writer, the director, hey, I like the movie, but this scene, we got to get rid of this.
Or it was poorly casted, because, you know, he would never do that.
Never do something like that. Never.
I never even heard of that
Nobody
movie.
Did.
Was that a drive-in?
Yeah. Are you IMDb-ing it?
Yeah, and I can't even Nothing find showing that. Up. Ghost Dad.
Yeah, Ghost Dad I didn't see, and Leonard Part 6 I didn't see either. Those are two of Bill's pieces of work, and I mean that in every respect.
It had to have been called something different, because it's not even coming
up
at all.
It's not showing it up?
We'll look it up.
I'll find it.
I just feel like he had... when I think about all the terrible things that have happened in Bill Cosby's life... you know,
but none of it justifies. None of it comes close to justifying.
But I could almost see where he is saying, you know, oh, I've had such a hard knock life. I can do whatever I want. I've got the money. I've got the power.
Yeah.
And Camille, you've got to know that with all these women coming forward and accusing Bill Cosby of this stuff, in your mind, you have to know at least a few of them are probably real.
Right. You'd say there's got to be something to this.
And even one is too many.
It couldn't just be the most random thing in the world where women would come out of the woodwork to accuse him.
And she says it's a lynch mob and they're just all coming to ruin his reputation in his twilight years and they should be ashamed of themselves.
Yeah.
And she's just fully delusional.
But that, don't you think that is now going to be the perception of her now? If anybody was wondering, oh, well, it's just got to be love. That's the only reason you'd stay behind. But now it borders on being delusional. It's not even love anymore. You go, you can't possibly think this guy is as clean as he wants you to believe he is. It's impossible.
Bill, maybe she truly believes it. And again, there is no complete 100% evidence.
Yeah. Yeah.
You want? I mean, I'm mad that Hillary Clinton stood by her man, Bill Clinton. That I wouldn't do it. Maybe I'm a heartless B-word, but
look over the years.
Once you lose trust, you lose everything, in my opinion.
When guys, I'm thinking of Anthony Weiner. I'm thinking of Marv Albert. When guys get caught and they do that press conference and the wife is next to them, I always think to myself, what went on behind the scenes for her to be there? I'm sure some lawyer said, look, we're in terrible, dire straits right now, but if you're not there, it looks even worse. So even if you hate him right now, you just got to sit there and smile and nod every once in a while.
I think it looks worse if the wife is there. Judy Pilek is here. You can weigh in.
Well, there are so many different reasons. I mean, I personally know people who that's happened to and they've worked
stayed
it
together.
Out.
Figured it
out.
And I'm not slamming
together.
People that do, because you know what? Maybe you have a lot to lose and it's worth fixing.
Right. What I'm saying is the various reasons. It could be love. It could be delusional. It could be I can't live by myself.
Right,
I don't
want
to be lonely. There's, you know, the kids. There's so many reasons people do it. I'm like Bill, though. I'm always like, what are you doing? Why are you standing there?
Yeah.
But that's me too.
That's because that's me. You know what I mean? I wouldn't do it, but that doesn't mean, you know, someone else doesn't have a valid reason for doing it. Now, Camille, I just feel like at this age, and
she just wants to fade into the sunset
I truly believe she does believe it. She can't even begin to acknowledge that that's this man she was married to all these years She did know, and that's just, you know.
But at this point, I mean, she's lived a life. If something happens to him, she's still going to get money. I mean, they have probably a lot
money,
of money. It's dwindling.
They had a lot of money. Oh. It's dipping fast.
Yeah.
There was just a story the other day about how he was worth $400 million a very short time ago, and it's dropping out like crazy.
And that makes me sad. And if he truly did this, then he deserves to have all that taken away.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Right. Right.
Well, he could all be taken away in a, you know, when he's sentenced.
Except I don't know how they would, unless there are lawsuits asking for money. And that's been one of the arguments all along is these women are not, They're not asking for financial, but they're not saying.
No, and I just meant he could lose it all, meaning by going to jail.
Oh, yeah.
Bill doesn't think he'll step into jail. I don't think
he'll do a day in jail.
Yeah, it could go either way.
Yeah, it's hard to predict.
Yeah, it is hard to predict. It's not like, no, he'll absolutely do because.
Yeah, but his attorneys right away were planning appeals immediately.
Yeah.
You know, so.
It could be appealed for years.
Yeah. And he's 80 now?
But I mean, just because you're appealing it doesn't mean you don't go to jail.
I don't know the answer to this. This is as hypothetical as can be, but what's the oldest a person has been sent to jail? I have to think at some point they just go.
No, older people haven't been sent to jail.
The 80s and the 90s?
They don't. They can't just say, oh, he's 90, you know, forget
they
it.
Do.
You know?
They actually do sometimes, but not always. Yeah, they shouldn't.
But wasn't that one of those things with George Ryan? Weren't they saying, this guy's too old to be in jail?
Well,
you can't
I think people were just saying that. Yeah, and probably his lawyers. But yeah, I mean, I don't believe that is technically a legal argument.
Right.
Now,
then you'd get 90-year-old guys robbing banks every day.
But there is the.
That's when I'm going to do it.
Yeah. I mean. There are some defendants who are in wheelchairs and out of their minds and, you know, have dementia, whatever.
Yeah.
And at some point you say to your, you know, then that's when the lawyers and the judges get together and say, all right, what's the point here? Now we're going to have to take care of him in jail.
Right.
And he can't even really be in jail. He's got to be in a hospital. So there are all those, you know, I mean, there are different things that they do take into account. But I mean, I don't think there's no legal argument that says, well, come on, I'm 86.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's not a good defense. Yeah.
All right, let's do this. We'll take a quick break. Judy will give you the news.
Please, people, don't break the law, and then you don't have to worry about your family finding out. Seriously, worry about your reputation, because someday we will all find out.
Well, you make it sound so easy, but
do
you think Bill Cosby was even pondering that for a second before he would do any of these things?
No,
I'll bet you
he didn't think he'd ever get caught,
I don't think he ever did. I don't think he thought that for a second.
And sometimes it just spirals out of control. Maybe it started as something else and, you know, well, look what I have power now. I could do this or I could do that. And that's what usually happens.
But, Jude, I'm trying to remember if you were here one of the times we talked about this. If you're Bill Cosby in his heyday when you're rich and attractive.
Very sexy. I'll tell you that right now. Even in his elderly years,
funny is
pretty
sexy.
All right. Yeah.
So during those years or decades,
don't you
think he could have had almost any woman he wanted, right? So I think the thing for him was it was only exciting if he could go through the paces of drugging them.
Yeah.
I think that's what made it thrilling for him.
This is not about having girlfriends.
No.
Well, that
this
makes it about, sicker to me.
Oh, way sicker.
That's why, sicker. That's why it's a crime.
Yeah.
He wasn't just out. He wasn't just a philanderer. I mean, it's so much worse than that. It's beyond that.
But I'm telling you, when I was a kid and I would go through, I'd be looking through Playboy magazines, and at the beginning there was always this thing about, like, what Hef's up to, and they'd show these parties at the mansion, and there were all these weird guys there. And Bill Cosby was always there. And I'd always go,
really?
Why is Bill Cosby hanging out at the Playboy
Mansion?
And
Shel Silverstein. He was there and wrote kids' books.
Children's author Shel Silverstein.
And Gene Siskel.
He was wearing a caftan. He was always wearing this weird, like, beach robe. I don't understand it. Gene Siskel was there.
Easy on, easy off.
I think that had a lot to do with it. And Kukla from Kukla, Friend and Ollie. Why was Kukla there? All right, we'll take a break. Judy will give you the news, and then there's more show. It's Bill and Wendy on WGN.
Thank you, Judy. It's Bill Luff. It's Wendy Snyder. We're at 312-235-2525. The stream of consciousness, the bonus hour. We are on extraterrestrial radio.
So
phone home.
Extraterrestrials now enjoying the show. And confused by some of the 1950s and 60s references, Wendy.
Really? I think they get it. They're older than we are.
Yeah.
Da, 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 da.
Dr. Phil has made another teenage girl famous. Remember a couple of years ago, there was this girl on Dr. Phil that was really obnoxious.
Is he even a doctor? I can't remember.
He is a doctor. He's not?
A medical doctor?
I don't think he is.
I think he's a doctor of letters.
PhD.
Yeah. I don't know that he's an actual medical doctor. Like, Dr. Oz is
a
medical doctor.
No, I would have thought he was a... I thought it was the opposite, but he was actually a doctor and not a
Dr. Phil? I think he's a PhD. I'm almost positive PhD.
Because he's like an analyst.
P-H-I-L.
Yeah, P-H-I-L. PhD. M-O-U-S-C.
I want one of those degrees, P-H-I-L.
All right, I'm going to find out. Go ahead. Sorry to interrupt.
Well, now another girl has become famous for appearing on Dr. Phil's show. This girl is a girl named Nicolette, who was just on this week. complaining, and everybody on online, everybody on the internet's loving this girl. 15-year-old girl complaining because her parents, her mom, gives her $1,000 a month allowance.
What?
And the girl is complaining that it makes her feel like a peasant, that a child today cannot survive on such a paltry amount of money as $1,000 a month. No, it's true.
There's no way. It's
absolutely true. My mom raised me with everything I've ever wanted, and she needs to continue. It's the only life I've known, she's complaining, says Nicolette. The 15-year-old says she loves designer clothes and handbags and shopping on Rodeo Drive, where she purchased numerous brand name
items. Of course, she's from California.
In my head, before I heard this story, I said to myself, this is a California kid.
You're like, oh my God, yeah. I need the money.
She purchased these
items. Is her last name Kardashian?
It doesn't say the last name.
$1,000 a week?
$1,000 a month.
Oh, okay.
Which, I know, then you go, well, that's only $12,000 a year. How could anybody afford to live on only $12,000 a year? This is just allowance. This is in addition to being given room and board and everything else a kid would be given.
And I'm sure the mom buys clothes as well.
Of course.
Is just bonus spending money.
Yeah.
Walking around money as our parents used to call it.
She eats at home. She doesn't pay utilities or rent, right? This is just, walking around money. Exactly.
Bonus money. So she was on Rodeo Drive shopping. She purchased numerous brand name items that cost thousands of dollars, put it all on the credit card that her mom provided her. Here's what she says. I know that I'm a spoiled brat, but I enjoy this lifestyle. People are going to hate on me, or just hate her. I'm just going to hate her. I'm not going to hate on her. But they wish that they were me.
Yeah, I wish I was you.
Do you?
No, I don't.
I wish I had your money.
Years.
I'm going to knock her down and take her money.
Yeah, it's easy. Nicolette's mom, Nina, admits that she raised an extravagant, spoiled, but bratty daughter. Nicolette has always had the best of anything and everything, she says. Nina says she realized Nicolette's spending was out of control. Sometimes she would spend $10,000 a month.
On what? So, can I just ask what a 15-year-old spends $10,000 on?
I hate that. The best of everything. Really? Does she ever go on a family vacation?
Yeah.
Is she going to go to college?
Good
That's the
money
best of everything.
Money can't buy you love.
Right, but she's just talking about clothes
right.
and stuff. What?
Material
that's
items.
Nothing.
Right. She would spend as much as $10,000 a month, and so she decided to cut her allowance from $5,000 a month to $1,000 a month.
Does Nina do, the mom, is what I want to know. Where is this money?
I don't know. It doesn't say.
To be making, hundreds of thousands of dollars, maybe $1 billion a year, to be paying your daughter that amount of money.
Now,
$5,000?
Please understand this. I'm not defending this kid, this bratty kid. But you could see where if you're her and you're used to getting $5,000 a month and all of a sudden that's cut to $1,000 a month.
Right.
You could see where you go, hey, now what are we doing? I like the old way. I don't like the new way. However, $5,000 a month.
Why was she on Dr. Phil?
Obscene. Because Dr. Phil loves people like this. This is his bread and butter. He loves these family situations.
And does he counsel her?
He tries to help.
He is not a doctor, by the way. Dr. Phil is not a doctor, but he plays one on TV. Dr. Phil has the moniker doctor. Even though he holds a doctorate in psychology, he's not a licensed psychologist.
Wow.
That's interesting.
But he does have a doctorate.
Yeah.
Right? But it's not in psychology?
I don't think that means...
No, he has a doctorate in psychology, so the PhD.
Right.
But he's not a licensed psychologist. That's a different type of thing.
That's deceiving.
Well, like in the study of psychology, but
if you had a licensed psychologist on that show, who would watch it?
But I'm trying to think if there are other shows, because they're similar shows to his, but... I don't know if that really matters to the audience.
I think
it's the presentation.
Think about the show he's doing.
Right,
yeah,
right.
It's like Maury kind of, right?
It's
different.
I don't know.
It's not
Maury
as
Maury used
bad.
To be a respected journalist.
Yeah.
And he's married to one, too.
Yeah,
and Dr. Phil is now a paid spokesperson for a diabetes drug, too.
Right.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
He's living with type 2 diabetes for more than 25 years. And now he is a spokesperson for, I don't know what the name of the thing is, but we don't need to know, actually.
And I mean, at least I feel like he is what he is. He doesn't pretend to be anything other than what he is, right?
Well, when you say Dr. Phil and you solve problems, I think you're giving
me a loser.
I'm sorry, Judge Judy, I really
know. She's a judge.
I know, but she's also on TV.
You're just jealous
she's
that
Judy.
She's the more popular
Judy. She's no judge
Judy.
I've ever seen. I know, right? No, I was just Judy last year, I think, or the year before for Halloween.
Queen Latifah.
She's not an actual queen?
You're the one that pointed that out to me.
But I'm curious, what did Dr. Phil tell Nicolette? To stop her whining or...
Stop her spending.
Stop her spending, exactly.
The story does not exactly say how Dr. Phil
attempted to solve the problem.
It continues to tell you what Nicolette says, the girl. She says, if you ask me, I think my mom should be giving me at least $2,500 a month.
Oh, my God.
Just to cover my basic expenses. I need to buy clothes. I need money to buy shoes. My mom just doesn't get it. Dude, you know this.
So there's no food in there or books?
I get $20 a day, and I can spend it on whatever I want.
Wow.
The sky's the limit. I'm handed a fresh, crisp $20 every morning. And I don't abuse that because I don't want it to go away.
No, seriously, are you? Because I think that's so
Terry gives him $20, but does she hand it to you?
Is it on the table?
It's on the dresser, and you can use your imagination.
That's torrid.
That is hilarious.
That's dirty money.
She hands me $20. I'll show you the $20 I got today. I mean, every day I get $20. Now, most days, that buys gasoline.
Oh, wait. She doesn't even... You have to buy gas with that? You're getting ripped off, Nicolette.
Do you ever go to, like, to the, you know, ATM and take more money?
Never.
He doesn't use...
I don't even have
know how to use that.
Oh, I see. Terry's laughing all the way to the bank.
In all honesty.
Gave his 20 again. She goes and takes out 100. Every time she goes shopping, she's like, yeah, give me an extra 50.
This is done. Terry and I discussed this years ago. This is done because I'm the most impulsive buyer in the world. If I see something, regardless of the price, I'll buy it. Yeah, it's never anything important.
You're not allowed to have anything.
It's not that I'm not allowed. It's just that, and I'm the one who is for this. I said, if I have an unlimited cash supply,
right,
I'm just going to spend it. So we need to do something. She goes, well, let's go. I'll just give you $20 a day. And I go, that seems right.
$20 a day. That's perfect.
That was 20 years ago.
That's a lot.
Yeah. Even if you need
20 years ago?
It's like 15 or 20 years ago.
Because that's a lot of money back then. You could have gotten lunch, gas,
yeah,
and a haircut.
Back then I could have got all that stuff. Today it just barely gets me by. And believe me, if I needed more,
but think about it.
More.
Do you get it on the weekends too, or just Monday through Friday?
Just Monday through Friday.
So $100 a week.
Yeah.
And gas to fill up your tank is probably like 40 or 50.
It costs me between here and Evanston. It's about $8 to get...
But I'm talking when you fill up the tank. Isn't it about $40?
I've never filled up the tank.
What do you mean?
I only get $20 a day. I don't have enough to fill up the tank.
I mean,
it up every other day.
Do you spend the entire $20? Don't you always have some change left over? What are you spending on?
You go to the
candy store and spend the pennies?
But if I get... All right, so, I mean, there's nothing extravagant, but if I'm just buying lunch or mints or something like that. I mean, Altoids are 2.25, right? So that's, right. Oh, no, 15% of my money's gone.
You've never filled up a gas station and just fill it up and then you do it once a week?
Are you saying you've never filled up the gas tank?
My gas tank, I put gas in the car.
Oh, you just don't fill it all the way up?
Never.
A pain in the ass to go every other day.
I don't have enough money to fill it all the way up.
Oh, my God.
It's $45 to fill my car up.
I'm saying to you.
The $20 is for gas and whatever else you need for the day.
It's for whatever I want.
I mean, what if you just want to... How about on Saturdays you say to Terry, I need gas, and you go fill it up?
Oh.
That shouldn't really be part of your $20.
That's interesting. No, it shouldn't be,
She should handle gas. Since she's your mom, picking out your clothes and handing you money.
Make her go and do it, too, while you sit in the car.
No, don't do that.
I should be opposed to this. I should say, how demoralizing is this that I'm only getting $20 a day? I think it's a good thing because, honestly, on a daily basis, I see something that I go, if I had an unlimited cash supply, that would be mine right now.
That was my question. Aren't there some days that you don't spend the $20?
What if you meet Terry for lunch? Does she take your $20 to split the lunch?
She has paid for, like, whenever we're out to dinner, either the two of us or as a family or if there's friends, it always goes to her.
Because she's handling the money.
It's so funny. Right. I don't know if you're aware of this. But like when you go to a restaurant, the waiter or waitress automatically gives it to the guy. It's like automatic. I don't remember a time ever.
They shouldn't do that. They should put it in the middle of the table.
They do a little bit, but.
It almost always goes to me. Like 90% of the time it goes to me.
I only get 20. Yeah. Whoop. Wrong person.
Yes. I say exactly that. I say exactly
okay,
that.
Okay, so some days do you not spend your 20 or do you always spend the 20?
Rarely at the end of the day will I have $20 in my wallet. I'll have $4 or $3.50 or something like that. And
so
that just goes, that's my retirement fund, Judy.
Well,
and now I have over $30 in retirement fund.
You could have $40.
Yeah.
You could fill that tank.
Well, I could.
You need to go on Dr. Phil. That's what I'm thinking, right?
Me and this girl,
see
Nicolette.
What he says. I'm going to write in.
You're complaining about $1,000 a week? Let me just open my wallet. Here's my wallet. Go ahead. Take a look through it. See what you see.
Gosh.
After the Lego card. See what's behind the Lego card. That's $20. That's mine. You can't have it.
Oh, my
yep.
gosh.
That's
Does it have
works.
A picture of Nicolette? Because I'm going to go look her up.
There's no picture of her in this story, but there's video of the show. And you will instantly take a not liking to her.
Yeah.
Because she's so adamant that a kid today, especially her, cannot survive on $1,000 a month. That's impossible. Infuriating. Judy, thank you so much for hanging out.
You should give her $5 a day.
I know,
you want $5
right?
a day? Is that
dollar?
Is that shake-up money?
Dollar.
I can give you
Some
that.
Some days I don't spend any money.
I know. I'm
I
like
brought
that
my
too.
Lunch today. I don't need gas. Oh, I did buy my Dunkin'.
Yeah.
I do that at $2.50.
See, so there's something.
Thank you for telling me about the senior discount, by the way.
Oh, crap. I've been going to Dunkin' lately,
oh
and I forgot
God.
To
I love
ask.
It. I have it out all the time. It's the last thing I say. I'll have a large iced French vanilla swirl.
And
senior,
I'm old.
Senior discount, please.
And it's 10% off, isn't it?
Yes!
Damn it, I forget.
If you're 50 or over, is
I
that
just
what they're...
I started going there, too.
55.
It's 55.
Oh. Yeah.
Because I just now I get it.
Sometimes they look at me, yeah, and I'm like, go ahead, ask.
Pretty soon, Bill.
I got it right here.
I don't
Your $20 will go farther.
I don't drink coffee.
They have juice.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
donuts.
Is there
and
some coffee aftertaste?
You guys are the ones
the
who did the list. There are all these restaurants
yeah,
you get
yeah,
free
yeah.
drinks. I mean, when you're on a $20 budget, Bill,
but
make
Jude,
the most of it.
But then I'd have to admit on a daily basis that I'm that much older.
Who
so
cares?
I'd rather
you're
pay
55 soon to be.
I'd rather pay the extra money.
And
not me.
You might be due a cost of living increase too.
For the last 20 years,
Terry, I want $22.50 a day.
My friend Judy Pilak said I get more money.
No, don't because Terry and I are on the same page. We were talking
do
about
I look
her
65. Because I'll tell him I'm 65 if I get a bigger discount.
Well, no, you don't.
Say
65.
It and give him that look. Like, go on.
Yeah.
You're gonna challenge me because most people won't. Like
God.
That look right
they
now.
They just don't
like
want the problem. Right.
Yeah, exactly.
They don't want the hassle.
Give them that look.
Yeah.
All right.
Just stare them down.
What if they card me?
Speed off.
Boy, things have
Speed
changed.
Off to the drive-thru.
Gotta go.
Never mind, I don't want
wow.
it.
Wow. That lady changed her mind fast. Judy, thanks for hanging out.
See
we'll
ya,
close
Jude.
Things off next. It's Bill and Wendy on WGN.
All right, that music means it's about time for us to cut out.
That's it.
To slip out of here.
Yeah.
We'll
yeah.
be back tomorrow, though, because tomorrow's a Friday.
Tomorrow's Friday. We should have a good show. All kinds of fun. Can't remember who's on it, but I like them. Oh, Steve Byrne is on tomorrow. Very funny comic. Steve Byrne.
He is really funny.
Yeah, we've had him
Fernando
on
Fernando Jones. He does Chicago Blues Kids. So anyone who has a kid that wants to play blues, it's a free camp. It's a great program.
And Kurt Wagner.
Talking television.
Yeah. So all that's tomorrow.
Fun.
And then, of course, the bonus hour.
How fun.
That will, yeah, well, yeah. Uh-huh. Yep. Summed it up beautifully. That's it for us. Bye, everybody. Bye, Wendy.
See you, Bill.